It's true. Mitt Romney would replace Medicare's guaranteed benefits with a voucher system. The Romney Ryan plan could raise seniors' costs up to $6,400 a year. While under President Obama, a 75% increase in health care fraud prosecutions, lowering seniors' Medicare premiums and out-of-pocket costs, and eliminating $156 billion in wasteful Medicare subsidies to private insurance companies. A difference that matters.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
The more voters learn about Sarah Palin, the less there is to like. As Alaska governor, Sarah Palin actively promotes the brutal and unethical aerial hunting of wolves and other wildlife. Using a low-flying plane, they kill in winter when there is no way to escape. Do we really want a vice president who champions such savagery? Defenders of Wildlife Action Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising. Our children deserve every opportunity to succeed. That's why we need to vote yes for IPS on public question number 2, to upgrade the Indianapolis public schools. We know children learn better when they have air-conditioned classrooms, bathrooms that work, and roofs that don't leak. On November 4th, vote yes for IPS. Think about it. When Republicans controlled the White House and Congress, they could have reformed health care, but they didn't. Insurance premiums skyrocketed. Millions of families were left uninsured. Thousands of hardworking Americans died from treatable illnesses. And Republicans did nothing. Now we're close to a reform bill, and Republicans are doing everything to stop it. Urge them to do the right thing and pass a health care reform bill now. Brought to you by the Campaign for America's Future. This is a rape kit. It contains the DNA that can identify a rapist. But right now there's a backlog of some 10,000 DNA samples awaiting testing in the state police crime lab. The longer the police wait for test results, the longer a rapist stays on the street, free to strike again. Think what'll happen to backlogs at the crime lab if the legislature slashes the budget because it doesn't have the guts to raise state taxes. Raising state taxes may not be easy, but it's the responsible thing to do.